Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. God's Word recorded in the book of Amos, chapter 8, verses 4 to 7. Hear this, you who trample the needy and do away with the poor of the land, saying, When will the new moon be over that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath be ended that we may market wheat? Skimping on the measure, boosting the price, and cheating with dishonest scales, buying the poor with silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, selling even the sweepings with the wheat. The Lord has sworn by Himself, the pride of Jacob, I will never forget anything they have done. What's the bottom line? It's a powerful motivator. 700 years before Jesus was born, God's people were motivated by the bottom line. The Lord gave them the Sabbath day and the new moon festival to help them focus their hearts on Him, but they didn't care about worshiping the Lord. Those sacred festivals were just speed bumps in their money-making schedule. So they grudgingly shut down business, but when those rest days were over, they were back at it. Price gouging, shortchanging, exploiting. They didn't care about their fellow Israelites or the poor among them. But the Lord did care. The Lord promised under oath that He was keeping careful track of all His people's sins. What's the bottom line in your life? Serving God? Taking time to feed your faith with God's Word? Serving people around you who need your help? Or do your money concerns cut into concern for God and His Word, and for those around you? God promised on oath to keep track of all those sins. But that's good news. He did keep track of all people's sins, of all your sins. He totaled them all up and handed the bill to His own Son. Jesus went to the cross to settle up. He gave His own innocent life, His holy, precious blood, to pay for the sins of the world, to pay for your sins. So what's the bottom line? Zero sin remains on your account with God. He has forgiven all of it through Jesus. Jesus rose from death to prove it. And that's a powerful motivator. The bottom line of forgiveness sets you free to devote your heart and concern for serving God and the people around you. Lord, forgive my materialistic motivations. Thank You for wiping out my debt of sin through Jesus. Focus my heart and life on You. Use me to help those around me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.